Hello, hello, folks. Welcome to an all new episode of Glenn is Talking, Man from New York. We're in the last days of 2021. You might have been saying the last days of, like, you know, like the biblical last days. Maybe, but who knows, right? But still, it's the end of the year. And I know everywhere you go, you're reading, people are doing end of the year reviews, the top stories, the top things of 2021. And I thought about doing an episode like that. Let me just talk about some of the things that happened this year, the biggest stories, the biggest events, my opinions and feelings on it. But then I was like, no, I don't think I want to do that. Because number one, I don't even really remember, like, this year and the year before that, 2020 and 2021, almost like the same year. This is very blurry. And so, like, I don't even, so, like, do an end of year review. Like, I didn't want to do that. But I did want to say a proper goodbye to 2021, which, if you're going to be honest, yes, was probably, could be considered a better year than the year before. Now, the bar was set very low by 2020, so 2021, they really didn't have to do much to be better, really. But now, as we come towards the end of this year, and there's a lot of stress, and there's a lot of worry and anxiety, and because of everything that's happening, and in some ways, it feels very similar to 2020, the end of this year. So people are very anxious to see this year go, but they're not that really happy, they're not that excited about 2022, because they don't know what 2022 is. They don't know what's going to bring. They don't know what to expect. And I think people have finally gotten over the idea that, well, next year, things have to be better. And they don't have to be better. We want them to be better. And maybe you're making New Year's resolutions, but because we live in such crazy times, your New Year's resolutions have to have sort of an asterisk next to it. Or, you know, have a caveat attached to it. Because depending on what everything else is going on, you have to sort of measure what you can do, right? Like, maybe you want to travel more. Maybe there's a specific destination. You're like, this year, I want to go to this particular country. But then you're like, will I be able to go? Because will they have restrictions? Would I be allowed to go there? With things being so precarious, would that country still exist? Who knows? So everything is kind of done like that. Now, you may have something closer to home. Maybe you want to get in shape, which is, like, one of the more popular New Year's resolutions. You want to go get in shape. So maybe you say, I want to go to the gym. But you want to go to the gym, but you're not sure if you really want to go to the gym because there's going to be people there. And maybe you're worried about social distancing. And maybe you're worried about that. So you're like, I will go to the gym only if under the right perfect circumstances. Or maybe this is the year for romance. Maybe you're like, I want to go out. I want to date. But then you're like, going out to date would actually mean going out to date. I mean, I have to go meet people, meet strangers, maybe download an app, do something like that. So instead of New Year's resolutions, we got to call them New Year hopefuls, because you're going to be doing a lot of hoping. And it's going to be a lot of things are going to be, you know, dependent on external circumstances. They have nothing to do with you, or you have no control over. Even though you think you have control over, and you're worrying yourself, and you got anxiety. So maybe that's one has to be one of your resolutions or hopefuls to deal with that and realize you don't have much say or control about the really big things happening in the world around you. But it is the end of the year here in New York City, of course. The Times Square ball drop, a big event, has been pared down. I think only 15,000 people now are going to be allowed, which still a little like too many people during a pandemic, but hey, I'm not a public health expert, right? It's gonna be outside, it's probably gonna be freezing cold. So they're gonna have the ball drop. The incoming mayor, the new mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, actually will be sworn in right after midnight. So I in my lifetime I don't remember that ever happening. Usually the inauguration is like this New Year's Day in front of City Hall, but I think they're doing, like, you can be sworn in, like, as soon as the clock hits, right? As soon as, once they do the New York, and Imagine, you know, when they do the medley, and everyone's being hopeful about the next year until the new year actually happened, and then it's like, oh, okay. So yeah, that should be interesting. But here are some stories that feel like a perfect ending, though, for 2021. So there was a story, I believe it was courtesy of Rolling Stone, about a glacier in Antarctica, which is sort of like a doomsday-like scenario where it's breaking off faster than expected. And I guess in the next 5 years, this will be a calamity, a catastrophe, where this will increase sea levels by an enormous amount. People say that particular cities like Miami or like Lower Manhattan would essentially be like near underwater or underwater. So it's a doomsday scenario, right? Which is, you know, a good way to end this year is some doomsday scenario news. But what are we going to do, right? Because I've mentioned this before, and I'm not I try not to be a doom and gloom guy, but I just feel like with certain issues, unless people are affected on a daily basis, they kind of don't have a sense of urgency about it. It's one thing to have a couple of extreme weather events a few times a year where you're like, oh my God, this is horrible. But because it's not happening once a week or every other day, people kind of get it out of their mind. And then as much danger and peril as climate change brings, it also brings mild winters sometime and sunny 65 degree days in December and January. So it's very hard for people to see it as this impending doom, this enemy that has to be defeated. So how do you change that? I don't know. I know there's a new movie that's Don't Look Up, Adam McKay did The Big Short on Netflix, which is about this. I haven't seen it yet. It's gotten a lot of rave reviews, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep. There's a sort of an all-star cast in this film, but I look forward to checking it out. Now, a story to me that really fit 2021 was over in the United Kingdom, I guess the village or the town of Buckley in Wales, where a squirrel has basically been going on a rampage for the past like week or 2 weeks, just attacking people. They've nicknamed him Stripe after an infamous character from the Gremlins movie. And he's attacked like 20 something people. He's injured like 18. Biting, scratching. He may have used his bushy tail to slap someone across the face. Who knows? But yeah, the squirrel's on a rampage. And like this town, I guess, is like living in fear of this squirrel who has decided, I don't know, maybe he has rabies. Maybe he's decided he's just fed up with people, which is understandable. That could be a defense in an animal court. Maybe someone did him wrong. Maybe someone stole his nuts. Who knows? But this squirrel has apparently had it up to here with people, especially where he's living. So, you know, good luck to them trying to survive this. Maybe they're bringing like a special hunter or something. Now, I've always said squirrels here in New York have a really bad attitude compared to squirrels outside of New York City. For some reason, that's just been my, like, they just seem extra, like, in your face. Like, you expect to see a squirrel wearing a pair of Timberlands and, like, a Yankee cap, because they just, like, you know, lots of extra attitude in that part of the animal kingdom in the city. So, as we say goodbye to 2021, and everything that has happened this year, and, you know, a lot of people are trying to figure out, what is next year going to look like? And I think, you know, it's very difficult to predict these things, right? Because so many unpredictable things happen. Now, this was another interesting story as we end 2021. It was reported that NASA had hired several theologians and religious experts to sort of try to, I guess, figure out how would the human race react if they found out that aliens existed, if there was life out there. Now, these people, this is what the people are saying, wait a second, why are they doing this? Do they have some evidence, or they're getting closer to knowing this, and they're trying to prepare people? Or maybe someone just wants to have a good giggle and laugh, or maybe someone just needs to, you know, there's just interesting research, right, to see how about human behavior in certain scenarios. But anyway, NASA's trying to figure out how would people react if aliens were proven to exist. Maybe they came to visit, or maybe they've already been here. Maybe they're here right now. If they are here, then why? Like, because aren't there better places to go in the galaxy? Like, everything that's going on this planet, you telling me this is the best place in the galaxy to be? Because if that would be disappointing. If aliens came here and they're like, you know what? Everywhere else really sucks. This is the best place in the galaxy or in the cosmos. I'll be like, really? This is it? Like, could we all expect Earth to be like the ghetto of the Milky Way? There'd be some other place, or maybe even another galaxy where it's like, yeah, where people are like, oh, Earth? That filthy, dirty place? I would never dream of going to Earth. But if aliens are here, then that means maybe where they're from is not that great. Which means we're like the epitome of like luxury in the galaxy, which is like, which would be kind of sad, right? But then again, you know what? That opens up the dating pool, right? If aliens are here, maybe that, you know, hey, you see a lot of people talk about, you know, they want to go and. They want to increase their romantic chances. They want to get married. They want to have kids. So, hey, maybe we increase the dating pool by adding aliens to it. And who knows? If they're not already here, ghosting you, you know, breaking your heart anyway. Or maybe they're dating you, and then they're calling back home. Like, yeah, I really, you know, fell in love with this, like, Earth girl, but, you know, and the parents are like, an Earth girl? Like, we sent you there to study. Be like, we didn't send you there, like, to hook up with Earth girls. You know about them. And those Earth boys, we're going to be hooking up with Earth girls and Earth boys. So that could be an issue that's happening in the galaxy. So, 2021. In some ways, you could say it was, people did get back to normal. People, 2020 was a year where people sort of locked down. 2020, we saw a lot of people traveling. You know, if you follow enough people on Instagram, or if you follow influencers on YouTube, a lot of people were back to traveling, going to vacation and doing exotic trips and things, where places where they were allowed. So in many ways, places were back to normal. And restaurants, once the restrictions were lifted, restaurants were full and people were out. Didn't having dinners and parties. So in many ways, people did get back to normal this year. And then there were some people whose lives never really was affected. Like, they just managed to do whatever they wanted to do when they wanted to do it from the beginning. But for most people, this was the year where they start to feel a sense of normalcy again. And because we've had this surge at the end of the year of Omicron, the lost Transformer or whatever, people start to feel a little fearful and a little like, oh no, like, are we going to do the same thing over and over again? They see the long lines for tests and everything going on. So will 2022 be better than this year? Who the hell knows? I hope so. I don't really think the appetite is there for the new year to be so much like, you know, the previous 2 years. I think like people's threshold for restriction and for just overall misery is limited. At some point, like I said, a lot of these decisions being made by people are based on the assumption that people are rational to a fault and reasonable to a fault, which maybe they haven't spent much time around people, but people are reasonable to a limit. People are rational to a limit. And once they feel like, you know, they can't do it anymore, even if it's in their best interest, they will go against what is rational and reasonable because they're just sick of it. So we got to hope in 2022 that, yes, you got to pray for a miracle. And if you don't pray for, if you're not a praying person, then at least hope for a miracle. If you don't pray, at least hope. Or, I don't know, or wish. Throw a coin in a fountain, break a a wishbone at the dinner table. But yeah, you got to do hopes. Something, there's a significant change in the positive direction for 2022. Because really, do you think we can continue going on the way people are? The tensions and the sort of the way people are, the rudeness, the violence, the things going on. Can we really can see more of this? Can we really endure more of this? I mean, people are pretty tough. We could if we needed to, but do we? I don't think we like. I think people are like, ugh, enough is enough. And that, but that requires sacrifice. That requires people like thinking of others before themselves, putting family, friends, putting community, putting country, society needs a little bit above their own, which is very difficult for many people who they've never even had to think about that concept. But we can do it. I mean, I'm being hopeful right there, saying we can do it. Who knows? Maybe this is the zombie apocalypse. Who knows? I'm the first one to admit, a apocalyptic dystopian world is one where I'm not made for. I'm not made for scavenging for items like and going 3 weeks without a hot bath. Well, no, that's not me. No. I'm not made for that. So I really need all this to be over for my own selfish reasons. I need everyone to get on one accord for me personally, but for all of us collectively, but for me personally, just do me a solid, do me a favor, people, get it together so we can get through this together. So then we can go back to hating each other and sniping each other for other reasons. Let's deal with this threat together, and then once we deal with it, then we can get back to beating each other up. That'd be fun, right? Wouldn't that be great? I don't see the issue. I don't see the problem. So on that note, goodbye to 2021. In fact, you know what? There might be a part two to this. So hold on. See, that's how the crazy world of podcasting works. You just talking on the fly and boom. So you say, hey, so there might be a part two. And now that I've said that, now I have to kind of do a part two, right? So thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @GlennPriceMan, Glenn with two N's, Price, Man with two N's. Email is podcast@manglenn.com. You know the deal. Man with two N's, Glenn with two N's. And Venmo, if you would like to buy this podcast host a cup of coffee or a donut, or maybe two donuts, I'm on Venmo with the handle @ManGlenn, Man with two N's, Glenn with two N's. Thank you. Talk to you later.